Shall we pray? Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to be here again this evening. We thank you for this privilege given to us to learn at your feet. We say, Lord, give us a heart that we receive your word truly indeed this evening, and a ear that we hear that which you speak to us in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. This evening, I'll be talking briefly on what I termed, what have you heard and what are you doing? The theme for the month is assessing your next level. When I was told I was going to speak, I asked the Lord. I wanted to talk about love because of the Valentine of yesterday. But the Holy Spirit asked me specifically, what have you heard and what are you doing? So I told my wife, I said, that's what I'm going to share, that what have I heard and what am I doing? And that same question goes to every one of us. I'd like them to project Luke chapter 6 from verse 46 to 49. Luke chapter 6 from verse 46 to 49. Okay. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whoever cometh to me and heareth my saying, and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house, and dig deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream hit vehemently upon the house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Next verse. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Now, three things I'm picking from that verse, from those verses. Number one, he said, come to the Lord. Hear his word and act on them. Then I ask, who is the Lord and what is he saying to you? This is 2022, our year of tangible results. And from the beginning of the year, God has been speaking. We have had men of God that have climbed this pulpit and they've spoken to us concerning our earth. They spoke to us concerning faith. They spoke to us concerning prosperity. They spoke to us concerning different things. At least an average, we must have heard nothing less than 15 messages from here. And the question was for me, what have you heard since the beginning of the year? We come every time, we sit down, we listen to the word of God. What have we heard? I want someone to have a mic to read for me when I say verse. So I want a mic to be given to someone, please. And I want us to quickly open to Isaiah 41, verse 13. So I want someone to read from the audience, please. Isaiah 41, verse 13. Because I start by saying, who is the Lord here? Because he has been speaking to us from the beginning of this year, 2022. And if we are to assess our next level, then we must first of all know who is talking and what is he saying. Please, can someone help us with Isaiah 41, 13, please? Please again, use the mic, please.
For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. I am the Lord who says to you, fear not, I will help you.
I will be with you. I will help you. And has he not been helping us from January? Every time someone stands here to pass a message, he's been helping us. He's been speaking to us concerning our health, our finance, our work with God, who we are in Christ. He has been talking. But what are we hearing? Are we listening at all? Please, maybe the mic should be with us so that it will just help me out here. The next, 3 John 2. He said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in it. Has he not been talking? But what have we been hearing? It's our Lord. And he said, he will be with us. And these are words for us that have been said over and over again. And he keeps saying it. So when he told me that, what have you heard? What are you doing? It's not that the words are not coming out. The words have been coming out in season. But what are we doing as his children? Are we even hearing anything? Because most times, people listen. We sit down, we listen, but we don't hear. The Bible said, a hearing hear. That means it's not everyone that listens that hears. When our marriage was quite young, we've had reasons to when we have little issue and somebody is counseling us, and after the counsel, immediately we are walking out of that place, the next thing I will tell my wife is that, so you have gone to report me again. Because that is what whatever they said is not entering. Even as the person is talking, I am dwelling that, okay, so you have come to report me. So whatever the counsel that is being given, I'm not even hearing. So we come to church, sit down, we listen. But are we hearing anything? As a lecturer, I've had the privilege of seeing students sit at the front seat when I lecture. And by the time I stop, I ask a question that this, you will see that student that is focused, concentrated, looking at me as if he's hearing, taking in everything. And the student can't, by the time I say, where did we stop? The student cannot even remember where I stopped. But he's there, concentrating, listening, but he's not hearing. Romans 1:28, please help me out. Romans 1:28. Is someone reading? Are you with the mic? Please give her the mic. Let her just help me out. Yes.
And so, since they did not see fit to acknowledge God or approve of him or consider him worth the knowing, God gave them over to a base and condemned mind to do things not proper or discern
good
loathsome. Yes.
Thank you. Please move straight to Proverbs 1:23. That means, not that he's not saying, they've told themselves. So it's like you telling yourself that, well, this is my case. I don't think there is a solution. And you are in church. Whatever they are saying, you are thinking of your own way out or what you will do. You can't hear. You can't hear. So when God told me, what are you hearing? Because messages come in and out every time. But most often we don't hear. Proverbs 1:23.
If you turn and give heed to my reproof, behold, I will pour out my spirit upon you. I will make my word known to you,
He will make his word known to us. Going back to messages we've heard over the past month, 6 weeks, and sometimes they drop these messages again in the platform for us, so that at the end, we will not have any reason for this year not to have tangible results. The good thing there is that this is still the beginning. And if we are to assess our next level, then we must hear something. Miracles don't just happen. Why don't we hear? In my notes here, I say, why? Reasons why we don't hear. One, I said noise. Noise. The noise may be internal and external. If it's external, it causes distraction. Maybe a baby is crying or somebody walked in when the word is being preached. Little distractions. But majority of it is internal noise. In Shalom and Weaver theory, he said that communication is not, you know, when communication moves from the sender to the receiver, between the sender and the receiver, the message and channel, that all, there's a big gap there in the theory. He said that all gap can be filled with noise at any particular point in time. Either from the sender, the channel, the medium, the message itself, and the receiver, that whole space. And most times, the noise is internal. You are in church, seated, and all your mind is concentrated on the issue you left at home that you are going back, in quote, to meet. So you sit down in the service 2 hours, and if you happen to attend the first and second service, 3-4 hours, and by the time you step out of that door, you can't even say, this is what was preached today. This is what I came to church for. If you are stopped, what was the message about today? I'm not talking about the topic. You can't say, this is what I got from what was preached. And yet, you spent 2, 3, 4 hours seated. Is God not talking? The second one I hear, why we don't hear, is that faithlessness, unbelief. There are some things that are too big for our small mind to take. In this context, my wife has a very big faith. Very big one. And I tell her that, you know, we are men. Men have to calculate. You know, but I believe women have more grace in this aspect. They don't have to calculate. They just believe it. So even when a word of prophecy should drop, bam! Most men will not catch it. Most men, we don't catch that rhema. But women, we catch it. Because when we told this, the miracle that happened for my son, my wife said, they can give him this. I said, no, it's not possible. Because I started telling her, I'm in this. I know that it is not possible. And she said, I said, no, it is not possible. And in jam, my wife went ahead and picked. I did not ask them to pick Felicity. I didn't. Because my faith can't carry it. I've not seen it happen to anybody. And she picked. And I said, why did they? My wife said, even if they say I should pay half, my own salary for the year cannot pay half. So when the boy said, it is either this or nothing, and he said he wants to start praying and fasting, I said, okay, I can't pray for you. Because even me, my faith did not take it. I said, I can only pray along with you. Because if I say I will pray for you, I will use my own unbelief to spoil it. Because I know. You know now. So the best is, okay, since you want to, okay, pray. I will pray along with you and I will guide him. We can break together. I will show you how to pray all those things. Because I know. So most often, why we can't hear some things, our faith can't take it. But that is the good thing of having a home. When one shall chase 1,000, two shall chase 10,000. So if my faith can't take it, my wife's faith can take it. All I need to do, I don't have to be stubborn about it, is to join hands with those that their faith can take it and agree and work with them. Is it not to believe? I will believe. It cost me nothing. But most often, we, the men, we say this is how it should be, using our own belief to disbelieve the faith of others. Praise the Lord. In information, there's what they call information capacity theory. It's when you are teaching medical terms to a nursery or a primary school child, that no matter how brilliant that child is, that child does not have the capacity to take in medical terms to his vocabulary. He can't. So not that that child is not good, but the capacity to absorb those things are not there. So most often, when you hear some things, and that is why we share testimonies, to tell you that though you don't have that capacity, does not mean that it's not existing. Does not mean that it's not working. It does not mean that somebody else, it's not happening for some. It is you that you don't have capacity. Then you have to now grow your capacity so that you can be able to accommodate such. Because there are some information that will drop on you, and you yourself know that I don't have the capacity. It's like somebody now, like me now. If somebody dropped 100 million in my account now, bam! At my level. I don't have the capacity. Yes, I don't have the capacity. Some people can take in 1 billion. As I am now, if you drop 100 million back, maybe for the next 2-3 days, I will not even go to office. I will not come to church because my whole head would be. Turning, what is, why? Because I don't have capacity. Some people, you drop the 100 million in their account, they will just sit down, they'll be looking as if nothing is there. My wife will not sleep that night because we will plan and unplan and replan. You know, nobody will sleep because I don't have the capacity. So sometimes when those words come, we don't have capacity. But when we hear testimonies from other people that we know, that this one I know this story, no, it will build our faith and it will help us to develop that capacity that we cannot take. Now, what are we then to do? We've heard about different things. What are we then to do? I told you that it's still the beginning of the year. So we are still starting. So the good thing is that we have not lost anything. But I tell you, if we start to do it right, then it is sure. In research, there's the methodology. They say when the methodology for a research is wrong, the findings, the outcome can never be trusted. So no matter what you package, if the method of that research is wrong, then it's like as good as that person wasting time. Even if that person come out with the best of results, that thing will be rubbished because the method must be right for the result to be accepted and be right. Now let us go back to where we started from. Luke chapter 6 verse 47 alone. Now we want to check the method for us to assess our next level in this month of February. Luke chapter 6. The person's reading for us, please. Just read verse 47 alone.
For everyone who comes to me and listens to my words and does them, I will show you what he is like.
Whoever cometh to me and heareth my saying and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. Now, let us check the methodology there. One, he said, whoever cometh to who? To God. That means this method here is in a controlled environment in research. They call it controlled environment. It's in a controlled environment. It does not apply outside. So this method we are giving is in a controlled environment. And the controlled environment here, the factor is who? God. Whoever cometh first to God. Verse 47 said, whoever cometh to me, one, cometh to God. Two, seek to have a hearing here. Don't just listen. When you come to church, be conscious. Whenever I come to church, I always have my note. I may not be writing what they are preaching. I will be writing what is coming to me. The rhema, the understanding that is coming to me, not what the pastor may be saying. Because what is dropping, the same message will be dropping differently in everyone's heart. It's like an exam. You ask, what is physics? 20 people will write what is, if you say, explain the concept of physics. 20 people will write physics in their own different way, and yet they will all have the same answer. They will all have the right answer. That means what the preacher is saying may not necessarily be what I am hearing. I will be hearing that which the Lord is saying to me in that controlled environment. So first of all, you make sure that you are in line. Then two, you make sure that you are hearing, a listening ear. A ear that hears. So that we will not just be counting numbers. I was in this, I was, when they prayed, that message was out, There is something every day when they say, there is a message for everyone. And when we miss it, I need to ask God, what did I gain from that today? There is always a message. And the Spirit of God speaketh expressly every time. So listening, seeking to hear, to have a hearing here too. The third methodology, process in the methodology is that obeying. Let's look at that. He said, whoever cometh to me, one, and heareth my saying, two. That means he may be speaking, you are not hearing. That's why he said, and heareth my saying. Not everybody will hear. He now went further and said, and doeth them. There must be a place for doing. So it's not just good enough to have the controlled environment in God. It's not just good enough to listen and hear. There's also a place for you to do, to act. There's always a place for you to do, to act. God has prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You will shall bring yourself there. You will bring yourself there. Sit on the table to eat now. He prepared it. If you refuse to do, to come to the table, after he has prepared it, then the person will be hungry. Not that the Lord have not laid the table in the presence of the enemy, hold them captive so that they can only see. The table is laid before you, then you also now need to do something. You have to bring yourself to that table. And that's why I said, and do it. Because he knows some people will not come to him. He knows. He knows some that comes to him will sit down and they will not hear. So he knows. He knows that some will come, they will sit down. They will hear, but they will do nothing. That's why he didn't stop there that hear it. He said, and do it. So you have to act. I told you, even with my wife faith and the child faith, we still have to do our own little. We We still have to do our own way. The fasting we did was not 3 days fasting. That was what the boy did not share. It was not 7 days fasting. It was a fasting. I said, fast until you know. He said, how did I know when to stop? I said, until you know that God has spoken to you or you have inner peace that it's time for you to stop. I said, if it is the next day, you have that inner peace, stop the next day. If it takes you a month, just keep fasting. I will keep backing you up. I'll keep fasting along with you. The truth is that we did not count days because we lost count after a week. Just until he came to me and said, Dad, I am no more fasting. And I know that he has gotten his peace. And the fasting ended that way. We did our own part. We did our own part. So he said, and do it then. He now say, I will show. The fourth stage of it is now manifestation. So the first one we say, come close to God in that controlled environment. Listen. Seek to hear. Don't just sit down and seek to hear that which is for you. Then be a doer. Obey. Be a doer. And the last but not the least, it is now his own time. After you've done your own part, he will now do the manifestation. It is when he does the manifestation, you move to your next level. Because it's the manifestation that is the leaf. It's like the leaf that people will see. Look how greenish that, but they don't know what I've passed through. They don't know what has passed through. Man, this is like the end product. What they see. Those people, they gave them this, they did that. No, there are things that have passed under the bridges. But the testimony part is to encourage us that if it happens to one, it can happen to another. God is not a respecter of anybody. So back to where I started. That we are in a place at this moment, the beginning of a new year. We have an open template. We have it's an open template. Write your story. Because messages will come. They will keep coming powerfully. Every week they will keep coming. Some of us listen to it on radio. If you are not in church, they send out the messages that during the week you go, you listen, hear something. So that when you write the year, tangible result, December, and we are here, and we are sharing the tangible result of 2022, none of us will be missing in Jesus' name. We will have tangible results to share. Because we must have done our own part. I said earlier on, if the method is wrong, then the findings, the outcome cannot be trusted. May God help us all in Jesus' name. Thank you.